League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Going to the gym can be discouraging, especially if you're putting in the work but barely seeing changes. But with Tonal, you can actually see your progress with every workout. Tonal provides the convenience of a full gym and the expertise of a personal trainer anytime at home with one sleek system. Designed to reduce your mental load, Tonal is the ultimate strength training system, helping you focus less on workout planning and more on getting results. No more second-guessing your technique. Tonal gives you real-time coaching cues to dial in your form and help you lift safely and effectively. After a quick assessment, Tonal sets the optimal weight for every move and adjusts in 1 pound increments as you get stronger, so you're always challenged. Tonal lets you choose from a variety of expert-led workouts, from strength to arrow hit to yoga and mobility to keep you coming back for more. For a limited time, go to Tonal.com to get $500 off your Tonal purchase plus a free 4-year warranty. That's Tonal.com for $500 off plus a free 4-year warranty. Tonal.com.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline. We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. All right, Farrell on the bench. So Louisiana scored again. Carver either up 35-14 on Ohio now in the college football game that I've not watched for 1 second tonight because I'm watching. The Giants leading Washington 23-20, 8:46 left in this game. It's pretty simple. If Washington doesn't stop Jones here, they're going to lose the game. They got to get the ball back, and they got to score. And it seems to me like all they can do is Hopkins. They can't score on this defense. The Giants have played better defense in this game than Washington, and that's all there is to it. Barkley had a nice run in this game, which was a really positive sign for the Giants. I'm sure they'll be talking about that he broke one. He had a nice run. I think the story is Jones. Jones has played really well tonight. He has a touchdown, threw for one, ran for one, and I think he's thrown the ball pretty clean, without a doubt, all night long. He's chewed up this Washington defense like they don't even exist.
He certainly has so far, but I'm interested to see. Do you keep?
He's doing it again.
I was just going to say to you, do you keep attacking here with the air game and what Jones has done, or do you try to run some clock and get conservative? But there he is throwing the football, Scotty. I like this. Let's get aggressive here. Up three. There's still a lot of time in this game. I'm glad that he's not just putting it in the cupboard and trying to kill clock.
I mean, he just threw a 20-yard strike, and he's up to 237 now with the TD. And Sterling Shepard, 9 catches, 95 yards, having a great game. And now you can mix in Barkley, who has another nice run. He got 7 or 8 there. They don't expect it now, Washington. They think Jones is going to keep throwing the ball because he's had such fortunes with it all night throwing it. And now that just opens the door up for Barkley. I mean, that was a perfect example of it. Play action, 20-yard pass, then a handoff to him, and he gets the easy 8 spot. They give him 7. But now Jones gets the first down running it. I mean, and they thought Washington bit that Barkley was getting the ball. I mean, not only have they not played well and done anything spectacular, but they're falling for all their play actions. They're falling. Jones, he ran one in earlier, and it was called back for. He would have had 2 touchdowns on the ground. You remember when he ran one into the first half and it got called back?
Yep. I mean, he had a long
the
run.
Guys humiliated their defense all night, passing and running. I mean, this is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard, that this is the best defense in the NFL. My Farrelling ass. Honestly, they're nothing. They are nothing. That's that. That's all I need to know. That's 2 games in a row I've watched them not stop anybody. Herbert did whatever he wanted to him too, and you know it.
I don't disagree. I think they're grossly overrated defensive team. And they've shown it through the first two games.
Like, remember, everybody, they're a Super Bowl defense. Like, they're going to the Super Bowl. Yeah. They won't even win the NFC East. Watch. I'm telling you. We welcome our radio affiliates. He's going deep. Oh, he had him for the touchdown, and he dropped it. He had the bomb on the fingertips in the end zone. Lights out. Game over. He dropped it.
Are you kidding me? Is that guy serious?
The guy that caught the touchdown before drops this one on his fingertips. You got to dive for that ball, bro. He ran, and it went off his fingertips. If he dives, he catches it, I think. No safety within 15 yards of him. The guy was all alone and drafted.
Cut down. You cannot.
We welcome SiriusXM Mightier 1090 Sports Map Sports Byline. Another big run for Barkley. Another 6 yards. He's getting chunks now. Boy, that was right in Slayton's hand. It wasn't even in his fingertips. It was right in his hand. That's just a horrible drop. You got to admit, that's a horrible drop. You got to catch that.
That's embarrassing.
You got to catch that. Everybody knows everywhere that he's got to catch that. Oh, my God. How lucky. How funny are the Washington fans acting like they accomplished something there? The guy dropped a touchdown all alone, nobody on him, and they're celebrating? You should be so lucky that he dropped it, you morons. That was the touchdown. That was game over right there. Now there's 5.5 minutes left. Do you see how crucial this is? Now it's going to be 3rd and 10 because they get a procedure penalty here. Solder got popped. So now you got basically, I think it's 3rd and 10. It is. This is the game right here. Washington's got to get the ball back right now because I don't think they're good enough to have like some, you know, 2 minute or a 1.5 minute, you know, get the ball back at the 2 minute warning or with a buck and a half left and do anything with it. I don't think they're capable of that. I think this guy Heineken actually needs 5 minutes to move the ball because he's just so lame. He's throwing ducks and he's throwing short passes. Everything's dink and dunk the whole way down the field. I'm not even tripping. Another penalty on the left side now, another 5 yards. So now it's 3rd and 15, and they just keep moving the Giants back. Now Washington has to stop. So Gano, 23-47-52, and now a 55-yarder, 4-for-4. Gano field goals tonight, and the Giants lead 26-20. 4:50 left. So bottom line is Slayton dropped the touchdown pass wide open in the end zone. It was a little teeny bit overthrown, but it hit him right in the hands, and he dropped it. And now you get the Gano 55-yarder, and it comes down to Heineken Light. Carver High, can he go down the field? There's a touchback. He's got to go from his own 25 all the way down, and they got to score a touchdown. They have not been able to. They keep kicking Hopkins field goals. They have not been able to score on the Giants. Do you think they score here?
I feel like that drop. I feel like that drop by Slayton's going to come back to burn him. That was such an awful drop. Oh my God, the game would be over. They'd be up 10 right now.
Here he is wide open down the sideline. You're looking at a possible bomb. He's got it down to the 15. What
look
a play.
Out.
Heineken Light with the bomb.
Oh, Heineken Light. Let's go, baby. Heineken Light.
Your boy, though, didn't get in. So they didn't get in. And so it's a tough sledding from here. What a bad play defensively. They got burned on that down the sideline bomb.
I mean, what are you doing there? It's a good
Who's
throw.
The guy that caught it?
That's the first good throw he's had all night. Like, real good throw from Heineken Light. He needed that right there. That was a bullet.
But here they are in the red zone. Do they score? I say they have trouble from here. He throws into the end zone. Touchdown! You gotta be kidding me! Two plays!
And look.
Like I said, I don't think he can do it.
Here's the other thing. Let's remember something here. They scored in, like, 30 seconds. There's 4.5 minutes left in this game.
Yeah.
There's a lot that could still go on here. The Giants can still win this.
They definitely can still win it because Gano is kicking like crazy. He has been dead on all night. What a catch. And got his feet down. The guy's first catch for Washington for the touchdown. I mean, your boy Heineken Light with the two passes, the bomb, and then the corner of the end zone touchdown pass.
That
was impressive.
Things, the two best throws he made all night.
I mean, you got to be kidding me. So I guess I can't tell. Like, they're saying to Seals Jones caught it 19 yards. Oh, Seals Jones got his feet down. That was beautiful.
That was a great catch. Great catch.
You got to admit.
Both of those throws.
What was the play right before it? Deep right to McKissick. So McKissick was the guy that caught that and went 56 yards. The running back caught it and went 56 yards.
What a night for him.
Right? I mean, that's crazy.
And the Raging Cajuns in the end zone again. They go over to team total 37.5. They got a 42 spot on the board. Let's go.
Oh, the Raging Cajuns scored again.
Yeah, 42-14.
All right, so 42-14, that game's over. So now you got 27-26 Washington, but 4.5 minutes left. I mean, I got to tell you, the way Daniel Jones has carved them up tonight, like a deli, like he's at the deli shaving ham. I mean, I think he's going to move the ball down the field, and they're going to get another Gano kick to win it. 29-27 final.
Well, want to take Giants? Want to take the Giants live plus 110 money line?
It's plus 110.
Yes.
What do you think? I mean, you seen the guy nail four kicks. That 55-yarder would have gone 70 yards.
He's been real good.
I mean, dead on. 4 for 4. He's just been nailing kicks right down the middle. Your boy Gano getting involved. Now it's up to Jones. How about these games, Monday night and Thursday night this week? Can you even believe this?
Great start to the season. Great start.
And then remember the last Thursday night was the opener, right? And that was with Tampa.
Yeah, that was a great game too. I think I know when you're going to get your first duck. Monday night in Green Bay when the Lions come to town. That's going to be your first primetime duck of the year.
So you think that one's going to be a bust? Monday night.
Yeah.
I think you'll be doing that game with me.
Yes, Monday night.
Very exciting. But this has been a great game. Now, what was the opener again? It was Tampa Bay. Who
the Cowboys.
They beat again?
Cowboys.
The Cowboys. But I thought Dak Prescott played great.
He did.
And then what? Monday night was Vegas, right?
Yes.
That was an incredible game. Now a first down again to your boy over the middle. That was a great play to Kyle Rudolph. He is still producing, if you ask me. Jones, nice strike to Rudolph, the veteran. First time I've seen him do anything.
Remember,
that's
he always
a great
beats.
Great catch, timing.
Always
catch.
Beats Washington. He always beats Washington.
There's so much time. I think they should just chill out and stop trying to rush. Just put a drive together. All they got to do is get down to like the 40-yard line, and it's money.
Yeah, Gano's been so good tonight. Just
get
close.
He could get to the 45 and be money. I'm telling you. Or he's got to get to at least the 40-yard line, right? He's got to get to the 40. It'd be a 57-yarder.
Yeah.
He can easily make a 57-yarder. Slayton, the target there, he drops it. They're looking at, that's the rookie trying to make that play. They were looking for a flag. He's still throwing to Slayton, even though he dropped the touchdown pass.
And he's going to be the goat.
He caught a touchdown, though, don't forget. He caught the one over the shoulder.
I know, but this game ends 27-26. He's the goat.
They're going to blame him.
Oh, yeah. That game is over. Touchdown. They would have went up 10. Boom. Finish.
It's third and 10 right here. So I'd actually love to see a hizzy, pick six hizzy.
cover that number.
I'd like to see. Oh, he threw it, but I don't think he was in bounds. Out of bounds. They're saying he's out of bounds. They're going to look at it again. Judge wants to look at it again. They got to see if he's out of bounds.
Now, what are you going to do here if it's fourth down? 3 minutes and 20 seconds left.
He's dragging a one. He's out. There's no way that's in.
That's no catch.
There's no way that's a catch. He's got 1 foot down, and the other one never even touched.
Nope, no catch. 3:20 to go. You've got all three timeouts. What are you doing here?
Well, do you do what you said before? Go for it.
He's punting.
Try to move the ball, or are you going to try to, you know, candy ass it? Because now they're at their own 7-yard line. They got problems. If you're going to candy ass it, you're going to lose the game because they're going to punt it, get it back. Jones throws it downfield. They get a couple catches. They line up. Gano beats them. Right now, you got to go for it. You got to move the ball. There's 3.5 minutes left. Move the ball. So Seal Jones' touchdown is the go-ahead touchdown. It's 27-26. It's been a great game. Of course, they won't cover if they win. I don't even know about that 4.5. That they were talking about. That thing was at 3.5 tops. I never saw 4.5. Today it was at 3.5, wasn't it, on the show? All right, Gopher to 2, Joe Lisi coming back to talk college football and the end of this great Monday night game. First down on the rush. So I cannot believe that Heineken Light just threw an interception to Bradbury. I mean, what are you doing, bro? And now the Giants have the ball at the 19-yard line, 2nd and 9, and you know they're going to win this game. I mean, he just gave the game away. He just threw the game away. He threw a pick. He threw an interception up one deep in their own end. Like, what kind of stupid-ass throw was that? You deserve to lose after that stupidity. I mean, you got to be effing kidding me. Did you see how bad that pass was?
Absolutely embarrassing throw by Heineken Light in a spot where you're up one. There is no reason to force anything. The best thing you could do there is run the football three times and punt it and give him, you know, geez, Heineken Light, give him the ball at the 20. Man, now Washington's got to use timeouts and hope that they get a chance to get the rock back with about a minute to go.
Well, they only have one timeout left and the 2-minute warning, and that's it. So, I mean, this is it right here, 3rd and 7. What's going to happen is if they can stop them, then Gano kicks the field goal. They go up 29-27, and they'll have a minute and a half to try to score. And they stopped them. Incomplete pass. So now Gano kicks it. They're going to go up 29-27, and they're going to have 2 minutes, a 2-minute drill to go down and kick a field goal and win the game 30-29. That's their only chance. And he just blew that game. I mean, he blew it. I mean, can you even believe it? I can't even fathom it. All right, here's Gano lining up. He hasn't missed anything tonight. He's been nails. Perfect, right down the middle. So now 29-27 Giants. I mean, what a stupid-ass pick. I mean, I'm watching that, and I'm like, what are you doing, bro? How bad do you suck to throw that pick in your own end, that deep in your own end? I mean, honestly, this is the NFL, dude. How bad is that for your resume? No one's ever going to forget that crappy pick you just threw. Honestly, that was, you know what that reminded me of? Let's get Gover to two on Joe Lisi. Hey, Joe, do you remember when a couple years ago when the guy from, and I don't remember his name. You'll probably remember because I got early for Alzheimer's. Do you remember that crappy Michigan quarterback that threw that pick from his own end zone to Ohio State when he threw it? And he just threw
which
the ball.
Which one?
No.
How
do you remember which one?
Carver High. Denard Robinson?
No. Carver High. Do you know which one I'm talking about?
This was
I
only
made fun
a couple
of this guy
years
forever.
Ago. This was in the last few years. I'll get his name right now.
That was the worst interception I ever saw. He threw the pick to Ohio State in his own end. He just threw the ball away, and they picked it off, and that was it. And it was just another one of those Michigan performances against Ohio State for the ages that was just disgusting. And I was like, that guy, that's the worst interception I've ever seen in a football game was that kid at Michigan throwing that pick against Ohio State. It was so awful. That's what that Heineken pass just looked like to me. Like, who throws that crappy pass up one with 2 minutes left in the game? He deserves to lose, Joe.
Well, the game ain't over yet, Scotty. I kiboshed Taylor Heineke. I've tweeted out to all the Giant fans. Daniel Jones, this is your guy. He was marginal at Duke. Good luck with him, and he's turned it around. I'm getting abused by all the Giant fans. I love it. It's great.
Yeah, that doesn't sound fun to me. But I will say this. I think he's had a great game tonight. I think he's had a great day. Like, I try not to get involved in social media with the whole, like, in the middle of a game or at the beginning of a game or saying a guy sucks, and then all of a sudden a guy wins the game, and then you just get bent over and, you know, drilled all night, and then you can't sleep. Who needs that? But I agree with you about one thing. This game is not over because there's 2 minutes left. But you can't tell me that that guy's not seeing things right now after he threw that pick, that he has to go on a two-minute drive here to win this game after he threw that pick. You can't tell me he's not thinking about it, that he already blew this game. You can't think that in the back of his head he's not thinking about that.
Oh, I'm sure he's thinking about it. But, I mean, we'll see. The kid's a gamer. I mean, you know, at the end of the day, nobody's expecting Taylor Heineke to be the leader of this team. And, you know, he showed us up until this point that he could forget. You need a short memory. I mean, I think that's half the job of being a starting quarterback in the NFL. You know, they always say need a short memory. You make a mistake, you have an opportunity to lead your team back for victory. We'll see if he can do it. I mean, if he does do it, Scott, I mean, I'll say this right now. Taylor Heineke's played well enough that he should be the quarterback of this team moving forward. The Ryan Fitzpatrick's old. You know what you're going to get out of the dude. And this kid's young. The kid's a gamer.
Well, he is one thing. He's 3rd and 8 right here. And I agree with you that he should be their quarterback. But it's 3rd and 8, and they're not going to – he's short of the first down. It's 4th and 1 now. He's short by a yard. Nice job there by McKissick to fall down a yard before the first down. Like, how do you not get that first down right there? I mean, he had a chance to get that first down. Now it's 4th down right here. They don't get it. It's lights out. He got the first down, McKissick, so there you go. I thought he should have had it on 3rd down. So now there's 1:08 and counting, and they're just taking their sweet old time, which is also gets my heart going. What are you doing, like, taking your time here? What, they don't have time to take time. Now he throws a 9-yard strike, and there's 50 seconds left in the game. I think they're wasting too much time. Clock's moving. Now it's at 47, 46, 45. They are just not moving. They're walking, Joe. Look at them. They're walking like they got. You think they had 5 minutes left? I mean, honest to Christ. You got to be kidding me here. I can't believe I haven't sworn right now watching this and talking with you guys because I should be dropping bombs right now watching this game. If I wasn't on the radio right now and I was in my house watching this game, the language would be so deplorable. My wife would yell, shut up, because every time I start cussing watching football really loud and I start cussing and dropping bombs, she always yells, she'll drop a shut up on me. She'll give me a shut up Italian style.
Found your Michigan quarterback, John O'Korn. in the 2017
from Houston.
Yeah, from O'Corn threw the awful pick.
John O'Corn in your cable. That guy was the worst. That was the worst pass I've ever seen in my life in a football game. It really was. It was like, here, you take it. I don't want it. You know what that was, Carver High? That was as bad as Tristan Jerry throwing that pass to Bailey in the Penguins Islander playoff game in overtime. That was as bad as O'Corn. You know I'm right. You know I'm right.
I think you are right.
I am right. All right, Joe, we got a lot to do here with college football, but this game is too crucial right now to blow off, so we got to watch the rest of this. Raging
game. You got it?
Here we go, another flag. They got 15 flags in a row here on first down. I mean, 15 flags in a row. A timeout on the Giants, I think. One timeout each left. Hopkins, longest field goal ever, 56 yards. They got 39 seconds, and they're at, I think, around the, you know, I don't even know. What are they, around the 46, 47?
48.
All right, so you got to get down to at least the, because the guy's longest is 56. You got to figure there's a shot. So they got to get to at least the 38, right? I mean, that's it. Yeah. He's got to get to the 38-yard line at least. At least. Because I don't think – it's not like Hopkins. Hopkins doesn't have Gano's toe. Oh, so they're at the 48. I thought they were at their own 48. That makes a difference. He's got to throw the ball 10 yards, and I think that the guy can make the field goal. Watch the Giants will block the field goal. Here he is throwing another pass. Dropped. Your boy McKissick drops this one, though. The same that same sideline route he threw to him. When he had the big bomb gainer, the big 56-yard gainer on the last touchdown drive. Seals Jones had the huge catch in the end zone to put him up 27-26. Then he throws the pick. Gano kicks the field goal. That's where we are now. 34 seconds left. Second and 10. They need to get 10 yards to set up Hopkins for a potential winning field goal. Here it is. This is second and 10. Your boy Heineken Light now. 31 to 42 for 318 and two TDs. He throws the completion, but it's not enough. It's going to be third and five. He gets it to Brown, but it's going to be third and four or five. It's not so much the third down that matters. It's they got to get, in my view, to that 38. If he gets to the 38, he'll get a first down. But what's that going to do for you when there's 10 seconds left? They're at 27 now.
They got a timeout. They got a timeout.
Well, they called a timeout, but after the timeout, what are they going to run it out? They're going to run it out. They got to get to the sideline or spike the ball, and then he's got to kick it, right? So this play, no matter what, he's got to get the 5 yards, no matter what, right?
Yep.
No matter what, he's got to get 5 yards here. And then they got to spike the ball and bring the guy in to kick it. If he throws for 10 yards and completes it, then I say the guy makes it. If he throws for five, there's potential that he could miss. Here's another timeout called by the Giants. This guy Judge is Mr. Freeze. By the way, Carver High's favorite is Mr. Freeze in Atlanta, the guy that races people at the Braves games. Do you remember the guy?
I love that guy. Yeah, the guy coming. Love that guy.
All right, when we come back, we're going to talk to Gopher to Two about all the unranked games and some of the ranked games, because we talked about the ranked on Coast to Coast. I want to hit some of the unranked games. The guy missed the field goal, but there's a flag. Hopkins missed it wide right, but there's a flag. And they're going to give him another chance. It's on the Giants. Unbelievable. I got to see what the call is. Oh, a guy jumped offside. They're right. He jumped offside. But he missed the kick. Now you know he's thinking about how bad he shanked it. So he'll miss this one too.
You're destined to lose this game. When you drop a touchdown in the end zone like Slayton did, and then you jump offsides on a missed field goal to end the game, you are destined to lose this game. He is not missing again. No way. No way.
He missed it again. No, he made it by an inch. Oh, my God. The Giants. Oh, they're worse than the Jets. Oh, my God. They should have won the game, and they lost. 30-29. You get the split on the money line.
What about this
kid?
Joe, all in on Heineken Light. Pouring the Heineken
getting
here.
It done.
Joe Lisi. Pouring the Heineken Light here late night.
That's it.
I love it. Can you believe the guy missed the field goal and they jumped offside and they gave him a second chance and he made it? He only made it by a foot. He almost missed it again. I mean, this thing was the same thing. It was going right. There's the Heineken Light pouring. He made it by 2 feet. That was a good kick. So there you go. Heineken gets a bailout from his kicker after throwing the pick to Bradbury. They win the game 30-29. That is just crazy. That was a wild game, Joe. Wild game. All right, let's talk about college football now, because we got to hit a lot of these games. We got to haul ass. I don't have any time for any BS here. Let's go. All right.
Rapid fire.
Now, a lot of these games are ranked, and a lot of them don't have the unranked games don't have spreads yet. So I'm just going to ask you real quickly on the ones that don't have spreads. Obviously Missouri's playing Southeast Missouri. Tennessee's playing Tennessee Tech. Both of those teams win, right? No problem. Syracuse, Albany, yeah. Syracuse is going to win. Who do you like in the BC Temple game? BC laying 14.
Yeah, Djokovic's out. I still lean to BC here. Don't love the game. I mean, I'm not going to bet that one, but I would lean to BC here. Physical offense and defensive line. I think they can wear them down, but I'm not going to bet the game.
Army and UConn. Army laying 34 and a hook.
Yep. Yeah, I'm taking UConn. The overreaction last week, people bet them with Purdue. Now they're off them. I'm taking them with a running team, 33 and a half. Really, I think they can cover that fairly easy on Saturday.
Colorado, Minnesota, it went from Colorado getting 3 to laying 1.5. Now it's 2.5.
Yeah, best bet of the day, one of Minnesota. PJ Fleck, 7-3 on the road. Last couple of years, they have the quarterback advantage. One of my best bets for Saturday.
Nevada and Kansas State in Manhattan. I got the Crabs there once, Joe. Nevada laying 2.
Well, Skylar Thompson out, Will Howard in. Will Howard completed 50% of his passes. Look for a running game. I lean to K-State. You know, Nevada gave up 5 yards per carry to Cal and Chase Garbers. I think they can run at Will K-State, a physical offensive line. Don't love the game, but I would take K-State. Overreaction, everybody betting Nevada.
SMU and Louisiana Tech, at Louisiana Tech, SMU laying 12.5 on the road.
Yeah, Mordecai and the crew. I'm going to lay the wood here. Not sold on Skip Holtz. Never liked him. I know he's a cover machine, but I'm laying it with Sonny Dykes and the crew.
Florida State getting 4.5 at Wake.
Come on. I told you at the start of the year, Carver's with me. This team is under 5.5. They're going to implode, and this is my team, one of the surprise teams in Wake Forest. Sam Hartman goes off. It's going to be a crazy game, but I'm taking Wake here, laying the short number.
All right, Rutgers playing Delaware. Rutgers should win that game. Eastern Michigan laying 22 at UMass.
I'm going to lay it. You know, Eastern Michigan, UMass is horrible. They're horrible. I can't back Walt Bell in any capacity.
Baylor at Kansas. Baylor laying 18.
Oh, I think this is a game Kansas can cover. I'm going to take the wood with Kansas. Baylor's offensive line is in complete shambles. They lost this ball game by like 20-plus last year. But this is a game where Lance Leipold can out-coach Dave Aranda. Give me the 18 points with Kansas.
Washington State at home laying 8.5, getting 8.5 from USC. Getting.
Yeah, we talked about this is the game where Keaton Slovis throws for like 600 yards. Rolovich has 1 foot out the door. He's unvaccinated. That whole thing, it's a mess. But I would lay it with USC. The guy, Rolovich, is a mess. He's like dead man walking, Rolovich, over there. It's
How
amazing.
About Mississippi State at Memphis? Memphis is getting 3.
Yeah, Hennigan, the freshman. I don't like the freshman quarterback going up against a physical offense and defensive line and Mike Leach. This is a game Leach can smell. You know, he smells the blood in the water. I like Will Rogers. I'm going to lay the short number with them. I know Memphis steps up at home, But I think this is a could be a blowout special for the Bulldogs here.
Northwestern at Duke. Northwestern laying 2.5.
I can't back Duke in any capacity. I don't love the game, but I'm laying the number. I can't stand Duke. Terrible.
Wyoming laying 7 to Ball State.
Yeah, Drew Plitt, and you have Wyoming. That crazy game they covered last week, right? That was a crazy game, how Wyoming covered by 8. I would lay the wood here. I don't love the game, but I would lay the wood. They had a rough game last week. I think they're a great defense with Craig Bowl, though. So give me Wyoming in that matchup.
Craig, smoke a bowl. Toledo and Colorado State. Toledo laying 14 at home. The Rockets.
Laying 14 tickets. It's Addazio. Come on. 14, I'm laying it. Steve Addazio can't get out of his own. He's like the Vic Fangio of college.
Washington at home against Arkansas State at Husky Stadium.
I know Carver's taking the points. Washington's dead to me. I won't bet them ever again until they play Oregon. This is a tough game. Blue-collar team, I would take the points if I bet it. Don't love the game.
Middle Tennessee getting 13 at Texas San Antonio.
Nah, they screwed me last week. I should have covered that game last week. I mean, they lost by 21, got a bad line.
Right.
I got
right.
A bad line. Bailey Hockman moved the football. I'm leaning to Middle Tennessee State to bounce back in this game.
Marshall laying 9.5 to East Carolina at Marshall in West Virginia.
I like East Carolina plus the 9.5 points. I like the balance of the offense. I know Marshall has stepped up. They beat Navy week one, but I'm going to take points in this ballgame.
Texas Tech laying 20 to FIU at Lubbock.
Yeah, this is a game typically that they play down to the level of competition, but their defense led by Rico Jeffers is very physical. This could be a surprise team in the Big 12. I'm going to lay the 28 with Tech.
San Diego State at home, the Aztecs getting 8.5 from Utah.
That's a tough game. That is a tough game. Oh, my heart tells me San Diego State, but, you know, the problem is that Utah plays the same style. They just have better athletes. I would lay it with Charlie Brewer and the crew.
LSU in Baton Rouge laying 19 to Central Michigan. They'll spank them, won't they?
They should. I mean, you know, they're supposed to wear all purple uniforms for this matchup. So in Death Valley, they got to get the train rolling. They're too physical. Although that Central Michigan team is very blue collar. They have mobile quarterbacks. They like to run the football. They're just not going to be able to run on the front seven of LSU in this ballgame.
Stanford laying 12 in Smashville against Vandy.
I would lay the 12. This is a game now. Everybody's thinking about Vandy. They're horrible. After Austin Jones and that offense rushed for 141 on USC, the train is in motion. They'll be able to win this ballgame.
Texas laying 26 at home against Rice in Austin.
Yeah, Casey Thompson gets the start. I thought he should have been the starter at the start of the year. Shocked. That Sarkisian Webber with the redshirt freshman, they're going to pace them. They're going to get ready for that matchup against Oklahoma.
Boise at home against Oklahoma State. Boise laying 3.5.
Love, Scotty, Oak State. Upset special. Boise's horrible. They're going to get blown out in this ballgame. Blown out, blowout special late night. I'm already on them plus 3.5. I'm taking them on the money line. I'm a man. All right?
All right, let's go real quick on the rank games. UCLA Fresno getting 11.
Taking Fresno. Don't love it though.
Iowa State laying 31.5 to UNLV.
I would lay it. I don't love it, but I would lay it with Brock Purdy and Breece Hall.
Arizona State BYU. Arizona State laying 3.5 at Edwards Stadium in Provo.
Love Arizona State. BYU and Kalani Sitake struggle with speed teams. That's what ASU is. I have a parlay. Oak State and Arizona State late night special.
Except last week when BYU beat Utah outright there.
Yeah, you're right. I was dead wrong. I'll be the first one to admit it. Not my first rodeo. They're not going to pick up my body.
I didn't say that.
Well.
I didn't say that. I just said they're. I didn't say anything. I'm just telling you, they beat them, and they're better than everyone thinks they are. They're just. They're not some.
No, Jaren Hall is good. They are. They are. And they have the schedule, Scott, where if they somehow won the table, they could be like Notre Dame a couple of years ago. They play USC, Arizona State. I mean, they play Virginia. They have USC. I mean, they have the type of schedule. If they can run it somehow, they can be in the conversation to make the playoff. I don't think they will. It's
all right, so Penn State land 5 to Auburn.
I told you this the other night. Love Penn State, one of my best bets.
Clemson land 28 to Georgia Tech.
They've won 6 straight by like 30 points a game. They won 73-7 last year. They're going to kill. They're 40-1 since 2016 at home in Death Valley. They get right against Chiquita.
Iowa land 23 to Kent State.
Penn State, I love the points. Another one of my best bets. Last 6 games, Iowa against the MAC, 1-5 ATS.
Florida getting 14.5 from Alabama.
I'm taking the points. I'm closing my eyes and keep it within the number.
Miami,
I can't help it. I like Florida.
Miami laying 6 to Michigan State.
Blowout special. I love Miami. Love Miami. I know I'm on the different side of the sharps. I don't care. Miami outright by 10 or more.
West Virginia laying 2.5 to Virginia Tech.
Love West Virginia.
And then Indiana, Cincinnati. Indiana's getting 3.5.
I told you the other night, I like Indiana. I wish that the fickle noise was away, but I'm going to close my eyes, take it. Don't love it. Going to take it in game, see if they fall behind.
All right, and Notre Dame land 7 to Purdue. Oklahoma land 22 to Nebraska, real quick.
Yeah, Notre Dame and I'm taking Nebraska, going back to the days of Mike Rozier to keep it close.
Wow. There you go. All right, Joe, good stuff. Enjoy the games. Tomorrow and Saturday should be incredible. I'll talk to you again next week. Thanks for coming on Coast to Coast and on the bench on both shows this week. Strong effort by you.
Love it. Love talking to you, Scott.
All right, Joe Lisi, Gopher to 2. You can check him out every day with Carver High at 1 o'clock doing their college football show on SiriusXM 204. I see the opener on ESPN for hockey will be a doubleheader on October 12th with the first game for the Seattle Kraken. They're going to follow the Penguins losing to Tampa in Tampa at Amalie without Crosby. And I'm sure Malkin will take the night off. And then they'll follow that with the Kraken losing in Las Vegas to the Knights, right? Carver High, they're not beating the Knights in Sin City. I mean, they're too good.
I'll tell you what's the one bet that I'm looking for. When they put the point totals out, I think they're going to make Seattle's number a little higher than normal because of what Vegas did a few years ago. I don't think they're as good as Vegas. I think Seattle's going to be a typical expansion team. I think they're going to suck.
Yeah, I'm sick of expansion teams making it to the Stanley Cup Finals after I was with Atlanta and they won 11 games. Okay, the way they have fixed the NHL expansion teams into perennial winners is absolute BS. Tonight, your boy Heinicken Light, 336 yards, 2 TDs, a pick. 5th quarterback to start for Washington since 2020, but he got it done 34-46. He got the ball back with 2 minutes left, moved him down the field. Hopkins missed the field goal, but the Giants jumped offside. They gave him a second chance, and he kicked it in by about 2 feet from the right upright, and Washington wins the game 30-29. Remember, Slayton, who caught a touchdown pass, dropped a wide-open bomb in the end zone all by himself, off his hand. Jones threw the perfect pass. Bottom line, Slayton dropped it. And then the jump off sides on the missed field goal to win the game. They would have won the game 29-27. Instead, they lose 30-29. I'll see you tomorrow at 4 p.m. Eastern on Sports Grid TV with Pharrell Coast to Coast. For Carver High, I'm Pharrell. Good night, everybody. Good game.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQBar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ Mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to IQBar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's IQBAR.com, promo code KELLER20.